Six Music. This morning from 2, introducing Mixtape with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Mike Joyce in for Guy Garvey.
That is the phenomenal Hand Clap Band from New York. And of course, this isn't Guy Garvey, it's Mike Joyce, and I'm with you for the next couple of hours. Now, last time I was on, we had a bit of a raucous hour for the first hour, and then for the second hour, we smoothed it out a little bit. But what I'm going to do this week is we're going to have it pretty smooth right the way through for the next couple of hours. And here's a lovely bit of Magazine with You Never Knew Me.
Too much.
That is Magazine with You Never Knew Me, featuring, in my opinion anyway, one of the best guitarists that Britain's ever produced, John McGeoch. And he played with a lot of bands, as well as Magazine. He played with Pale Armoury Show, Susie and the Banshees as well. And a little known fact that he also wrote Fade to Grey, Visage's hit. And I remember when I was working with him, luckily, when I was working with Pill, and he was talking about Visage, and he said it was just a big joke. As far as he was concerned, it was just a bit of fun. But I think it was probably the biggest selling record that he ever appeared on. Okay, so we have some more tunage. Okay, I'm going to play you a track now. This is a cover version by John Cale of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. is John Cale and a fantastic version of LCD Sound System's All My Friends. And he had an album out last year, Shifty Adventures in Nookie Wood. And there's a great track on there, a collaboration with Danger Mouse called I Wanna Talk To You. And you do need to get hold of that album if you can. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit of Simple Kid and some Gil Scott Heron and Jamie XX with New York Is Killing Me right after this trail.
Space. Belongs to Mark Radcliffe and Stuart McConey.
We were doing a bit of research on Ned Sausage Roll.
Well, he says he's what? Head of aeronautics?
Richard Branson's space trips company thing. So if you fancy booking with him, it's...
How much is it?
A million
it's
for six.
It's a million six for six of you? That doesn't seem very expensive. I'm working this out a bit like you do with people in a taxi. So I'm going into space next week. Well, if we get six of us, it works out as cheap as getting the train, doesn't
it? What about
it?
You split the bill with your calculator, sir? Yeah. I didn't have a starter.
Tell you what, Mark, we'll get it, because you're going to Pluto, aren't you? So you can drop me and Lizzie off, we'll give you tenor.
Radcliffe and McConey. Space taxi.
I think I'll stick with NASA.
Radcliffe and McConey. Weekday afternoons from 1 on BBC Radio 6 Music. Mike Joyce. BBC 6 Music.
Dodging. Joyce on Six Music.
We'll be right back.
is a rather wonderful, simple kid, a.k.a. Kieran McFeely. Before that, we had New York is Killing Me with Gil Scott Heron and Jamie XX. Now, we only had two albums out of Simple Kid, which was a massive shame, but there was a third album, and there's a certain Mark Riley that I think has that album, and if you listen to his show and then give him a text and ask him whether you can hear some of it, because I don't think it was actually released. Simple Kid went on to work with underprivileged kids in Dublin, and I spoke to him because I wanted him to come over and do some gigs, and he said, no, that's it for me, I'm done. Which was a real shame, really, because I mean, I only saw him live once and it was a great experience. But yeah, get in touch with Mark and see if you can get hold of him to play something from SK3. I don't think it was ever released. Now, of course, Guy's not here. You're with me, Mike Joyce, for the next hour and 30-odd minutes. And because he's not here, I think it only seems right to play a track that he had a hand in producing, this little gem, along with Craig Potter, of course, from Elbow. This is I Am Clute with Radiation.
Shortwave matter we can't see. Those distant suns, what are they to me? They're radiation falling over me. We can't see those distant suns, what are they to me? They're radiation falling over me. Falling over me. Shortwave matter that we can't see. Those distant suns, what are they to me? They're radiation falling over me. Thank you.
That is a rather wonderful I Am Clute with Radiation. Of course, as I said before, that was co-produced with Guy Garvey and Craig Potter at the controls. And I saw I Am Clute on their recent tour of the UK. Absolutely fantastic stuff as ever. And they're going to be back in April. They're in Europe at the moment and back in the UK in April. And also ready for all the festivals. Now, I'm going to play you a track now. This turned up in my inbox about 3 or 4 months ago, and I never even knew that there was a collaboration between these two. And I actually subsequently found out that they were an item at some point. This is Elizabeth Fraser and Jeff Buckley with All Flowers in Time, Bend Towards the Sun. And that's coming up after this trail.
Hello, I'm Mark Riley.
It's Richard Hawley. Call me back for peace sake.
Now, some people say I spend too much time listening to music for me programme.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here. Are you there?
Well, I don't think that's true. You can never listen to too much music.
Mark, Jim Jones Review. What's going on with you, mate? Where are you? Come, mate, give me a call.
I could be accused of being somewhat antisocial.
Jenny Best from Savage is here. Are you there? You're not there because you're never there, are you? You never answer your phone.
Well, that's what you got to do if you want to find the next Django Django.
Hello, Mark. Bowie here again. I'll try again next week.
I don't know. Why don't you just go for a drink with Lou Reed?
This is Mark Riley.
You can enjoy the fruits of my labour Monday to Thursday, 7 till 9 on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
It's okay.
Music.
There for us to do. is there for us to do.
That is Yola Tengo with Here to Fall from the great album Popular Songs. Before that, we had All Flowers in Time Bend Towards the Sun with Jeff Buckley and Elizabeth Fraser. Now, that album by Yola Tengo, Popular Songs, there's the artwork on it. There's a guy called Dario Robleto that did three pieces of artwork that accompanied the actual CD itself, or the vinyl, depending on which one you got. But there was one fantastic piece, and there's about 20, 30 buttons, all different coloured buttons, very pretty, and it was called Billie Holiday is the Only Thing That's Holding Me Together. That's what the piece was called, and he got a load of Billie Holiday records, old records, scratch records, and he melted them all down and he put some colour into them and made them into little buttons. And then they went to second-hand shop here in the UK, and then they got a load of shirts, and then they took some of the buttons off, and then they put some of these Billie Holiday buttons back on, so that Billie Holiday was the only thing that was holding them together. Took a picture of it and then took the shirts and then took them back to the second-hand shop and put them back in there, and it looks great. But there's some other great artwork on there. It's worth it for the artwork alone. The tracks are fantastic on there. But great album from Yola Tengo, Popular Songs. Okay, as I was telling you earlier on in the programme when we started, we were going to keep it nice and smooth, and taking us up to the hour, we've got some Blur with Tender.
Oh my baby,
BBC Radio
6 Music. Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
Thank you.
Mike Joyce on 6 Music.
My heart ain't a broken, as that implies. It was ever in one piece before tonight. Paradise is poison in my veins. Winter runs its fingers through the vapors that remain. Burn your books in the car, fix your eyes on the star, and imagine you can handle the loss of a beautiful girl wrapped in black icy curls. Though your thoughts are like broken glass, dry.
Gonna leave.
Simon Alder's voice every time, gets me every time, and fantastic singer. And do you know what? He's a really good bloke as well. Really do like the guy a lot. And of course, that was Cherry Ghost. And I did have a little sneak preview of his new stuff, actually, a couple of weeks ago. He sent me over some stuff. Not with Cherry Ghost, just as Simon Aldred. And it's sounding very good indeed. And before that, we had a bit of Grizzly Bear with Yet Again. Now, as the ident said, of course, it's not Guy Garvey, it's me, Mike Joyce, for the next 45 minutes with you. Just keeping it nice and smooth on BBC Six Music. Trying to sound like nice and Radio 4. They've got some great microphones here. It does make you sound kind of nice and smooth at this time of the evening. Okay, I'm going to play you a bit of Midlake now, and the original sounded absolutely fantastic, but I thought this remix was kind of just edged it, really. Beyond the Wizard's Sleeve remix. Here it is. Midlake and Roscoe, and that's the Beyond the Wizard Sleeve remix. Fantastic, that, isn't it? Absolutely beautiful. Now, when I was lucky enough to play with Mr. Pete Wiley from the Mighty Wah many years ago, and I met him actually at the Oasis gig at Main Road, and I was in the loo, and he was like, "All right there, la," and well, he didn't say, he did actually say that. He went, "All right there, la," and I was like, "Aye, aye, aye," and it was like when Mank and Scouse meet in the box. Anyway, I was there, and we were talking about what he was up to, and he said, "What are you up to?" And I said, "I'm looking for a singer," and he said, "I'm looking for a drummer." I said, "Well, do you know, we might be able to get something together." And it was as kind of simple as that. And I did get in touch with him, and we did go into Abbey Road in London, and we recorded an album called Strength, Songs of Strength and Heartbreak. And this is one of the tracks from it. This is The Mighty Wah with Heart as Big as Liverpool, coming up after this trail.
Keith Nelius.
Oh, hello. Ambiguous non-denominational god, you're back again. How have you been?
I've been better. You know, the problem with being an all-seeing being is that you see everything, including your dragged-up dance on national television the other week.
Yeah, I must say that was an experience I'll never forget.
Yes, I wish I could. But anyway, I digress. Your talents are needed to
help to assemble a group of legends because the world is in mortal danger?
Yes. How did you know?
We have done this before.
Oh, yes, right.
Listen, I've got it sorted. Next week in the Sean Keaveney Amphitheatre of Fun, as I like to call it, I've got a stellar lineup of comedy legends. Simon Pegg, Aird Edmondson, Michael Palin, Arthur Smith, Jessica Hines, Charlie Higson, Eddie Izzard, Stuart Lee, Richard Curtis, Tim Vine, Adam Buxton.
I'm impressed. Will you be wearing tights?
No.
Good. Legends Week starts Monday on the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
When all the lights go out forever, somewhere dust will settle, and you'll be on my mind. Now you won't find it hard to understand, though it's so hard to explain. The who and what and how and why and wherefore, you kept me sane, you kept me sane.
Hey, you call my name. And if somebody wants to point the finger, I'll take the blame. I'll take the blame. You were there for me. Oh, and you set me free to be what I want to be, with dignity.
He said, I am not alone.
That is the Mighty Wire with Heart as Big as Liverpool. And yeah, just typical of every Wiley song, really. Starts off big, gets bigger, and becomes the biggest. And when we recorded that down in Abbey Road, we were all piled in the back of the van with our equipment, and we went to enter St John's Wood, and we obviously went down Abbey Road. Now, there's loads of zebra crossings down there, and we kept on thinking, oh, is this the one? We're all piling in there to having a look through the windscreen. Oh, is this one? I bet it's this one here. Oh, no, I recognise it now. And no, of course, then we pulled up outside Abbey Road, and then we drove into the entrance, and there's loads of people outside, of course, taking photographs of them outside Abbey Road, and we were in the queue ready to go and do it ourselves. And then of course all the traffic's going past, going crazy, like, people outside Abbey Road, get off the zebra crossing, because everyone's posing away. And of course we all did as well, just like everybody else does. And then I said to Pete, do you know what's funny about this, Pete? And he said, well, what's that? And I said, we're actually going into Abbey Road to record an album. How cool is that? Never mind standing on the zebra crossing. We're actually going to be in Abbey Road. And every time we touched every single door handle, every time we touched any kind, anything that was part of it in there, it was like, hey, Elgar, never mind the Beatles. You know, these people have such history, they've actually kind of touched this in here. And what a studio. Anyway, fantastic tune there by, of course, Pete Wiley and the Mighty Wire, and me on drums standing there. Yeah. Fantastic as ever, with Heart as Big as Liverpool. Okay, I'm going to play a bit of Girls now, and this is, I don't even know how to say this without it sounding horrible, Vomit. Is Girls with Vomit, taken from the album Father, Son and Holy Ghost, and that was the second album that they had out, and now they've gone and split up, uncalled for. I know that the first album, I think, was just called Album, I do remember, and yes, and then they had quite a seismic shift in the lineup, and it was augmented by, I think we had two second guitarists actually, we had some strings, of course, you had some backing vocals, brass, everything, and it was absolutely fantastic, and unfortunately Christopher Owens, the singer, didn't like the idea of... I think he was a bit worried, actually, about the amount of members that had gone through. I think they'd had something like 21 different members in the period between the first album and the second album, and I don't think he liked that instability, really, in the band. But I did interview him very briefly, and, you know, when people kind of join some of the cults in... I was going to say in America, but anywhere, really, it could be quite a tough thing to broach, really. But the fact is, he was actually born into a cult, which... was even more bizarre, and he kind of managed to, well, I was going to say escape, but I don't know the actual machinations of what happened, but he left anyway when he was 16, 17, but he was actually born into it, and he wasn't allowed to listen to any music or anything that the society, Children of God, that's what they were called, and yeah, when I asked him about it, it was quite cagey, really, and it's something that I didn't really want to expand upon. I think there was an article in the NME that week, and it was Children of God's, you know, Christopher Owen speaks, and he wasn't too happy about it, but a really interesting character. But he's going out solo, so who knows what we're going to get from him. Fingers crossed, might be something interesting. Okay, so we have some Polisha. This is Dark Star.
Yeah.
That was Polisha with Dark Star. Fantastic band, and got two drummers. Nothing wrong with that. Always works for me. And when I did hear that track, and I thought, they've either overdubbed it there. I couldn't really work out what's going on until I actually saw a video, and they have two drummers, and they're two fantastic drummers to boot. Okay, you are listening to me, Mike Joyce. Not got us about 15 minutes now, so I'm just going to crack on with some tunes, and we're going to have a bit of Julian Cope with Safe Surfer. That's coming up after this trail.
I think the level's okay. Here we go. It's a day in the life.
This is Gideon Coe.
I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp, and 2 hours later, I get out of bed. Then I eat porridge, and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I might watch an episode of MASH.
Yes, sir.
This is followed by more listening to records. Then I say cheerio to the family. I take the evening train to Six Music. I sort through the records I listen to and the concert and session tracks that we're going to play, and then I play them for 3 hours, with the listeners providing the good bits in between the records. Then I go home. Shipping forecast.
Westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed.
Gideon Coe, Monday to Thursday nights from 9.
On BBC Radio 6 Music.
Mike Joyce.
BBC 6 Music.
Have to be afraid, love,
'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling. You don't have to be afraid, love, 'cause I'm a safe surfer, darling.
Absolutely wonderful. That is Julian Cope with Safe Surfer and the equally magnificent Mike Mooney on guitar. I think Mike played with Spiritualized before he started working with Cope. But he's wailing guitars there, as you can hear in the background. I'm done. I just want to thank Michelle and John for looking after me today and making sure everything worked as it should. And it did. And thank you very much. And of course, thank you to Guy. Yeah, business will resume next week. And I'm going to leave you with a bit of Bowie from Station to Station. Well, the track Station to Station. I think it's from the album Stage, is it? It might be, I don't know. Anyway, it's live, it's fantastic, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
is the stuff from where dreams are woven. Bending sound, lost in my circle, dredging the ocean. All in my room overlooking the ocean. Here are we, one magical movement from Kepler to
yeah. 6.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m.
The introducing mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Maximum respect in every aspect goes out once again to Guy Garvey for another excellent show. I'm Don Letts, and for the next 2 hours, I'm your guide for a musical ride that'll cross time, space and genres. Coming up in the first hour, Delphic, Pinchers, Wild Cub, The Jam, Lala and the Booyah, The Intruders, Masters in France and See Chew, to name a few. In the second, you know what I do, but until we get to that, hold this from the inimitable Toots and the Maytals. There is a reason.
Love.